The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Good afternoon, Charmaine Spencer. Good afternoon, miss.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Sorry you joined so late. Are you busy?
No, I thought the time was 1:30. That's what I was told. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I have it here as 1 p.m. All right? Which I'm very, very sorry for. But we could always, reschedule and do it over because we want to give you your time. But just in a synopsis, just give us a little bit of Antigua Carnival and what makes Antigua Carnival different from any of the other carnivals there, especially Trinidad and Tobago.
Well, I'll just give you, first of all, the dates. The dates for Antigua's Carnival this year are July 25th to August 6th. And like you said, like Trinidad and Tobago's Carnival, though, Antigua and Barbuda, the mass is over 2 days. So that makes it a little different sometimes. And it has one of the longest schedule of events. It tends to like span over 2 weeks, the continuous activities for the actual carnival. Some of the things that make it a bit different, we have like 4 days on the road. It opens up, with the parade of the, through the streets of St. John's. It opens up with that, the opening parade. So that's on the road. And then it goes into T-shirt mass. We have T-shirt mass. And T-shirt mass is quite different, too, for those persons who don't necessarily always want to don a costume but still want to get on the road and have a day experience. We have our T-shirt mass happening July 27th. And then, obviously, then it goes into, you have your Juve on, August 5th. That's like on the early morning in the streets. And then it goes into Carnival Monday in the streets. And then, again, you have the Parade of the Bands on the Tuesday. And then you have your last lap. So lots of on the road, having a good time on the streets throughout St. John. So that's a bit of a different thing where you have so many on the road kind of opportunities to play mass.
Mm-hmm. But besides the carnival, how is the tourism in Antigua outside of the carnival? I know you all, that's one of your main resources there, the tourism. You said the 365 beaches. How is the tourism and people coming to the island outside of carnival?
Oh, it's been great. We've actually been feverishly busy down here in Antigua with lots of activities. Big things started out with Sailing Week, which happened at the end of April. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we would have had our tourism season throughout the winter, and then it generally culminates heading into summer with Sailing Week. And we had the reggae in the park, and then right after that, we went into Restaurant Week, where we had visiting chefs from throughout the islands, a lot of chefs with a lot of different heritages from throughout the Caribbean and also from the US and the UK. We had our Restaurant Week, and that happened in the first 2 weeks in May. And then we came out of Restaurant. We went straight into cricket. We just had the ICC. We had the preliminary matches, and we had the Super 8s over the weekend. So that was busy. And then we had the launch of our 366 beach with our 4 nights beach bar, because you have 4 nights here in Antigua, cricket nights. Okay. So we had lots of cricket activity over the weekend. And now we are actually hosting our showcase Antigua and Barbuda, where we are bringing in travel agents and travel trade from around the world to see Antigua and Barbuda and meet with our hotels and start the activities for the fall season, the selling for the destination for the fall. So we actually have some Trinidadian agents here on island with us, and we actually have visiting with us Caribbean Airlines as well. They were the booth yesterday. So very, very busy on both fronts, on the carnival and also on the tourism front. Yes.
Nice one. But I must say, I love the way that you all, you sell on your market. I mean, you don't just take it for granted. Listen, this is Antigua. People will come to us. There's always a push, to sell the island.
Yes, definitely. I mean, we all have sun, sea, and sand, so we all have to tell, sell our story and let everybody know, what makes us different. And we all are unique, despite the same, geographical proximity to each other. We have different foods, we have different activities, we have different cultures. So it's always good just to get out there. And I mean, we're close by. I think sometimes you forget how close by we are. Mm-hmm. We're getting more accessible again. And it's good to get out, especially after, the experiences that we had in the last couple of years. To get back out there and see the region and enjoy it and appreciate, like you said, don't take for granted what we have right around us.
Yeah, one thing I would love to see is we have our own inter-island cruise ship or ferry. I mean, I know there's a ferry sometimes that leaves some here to go to Grenada. I don't know how that's possible for Antigua, because some people would argue that the kind of course, you know, via airfare that you would pay to go to Miami or New York is probably even more, sometimes more expensive, or just as much the same to go to the islands, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I guess the airlines would argue that the fuel costs are the same, right? Yeah. So you wonder about the proximity, but I guess their operational costs. And but I mean, there have been discussions about a ferry. I have heard that you know, between Guyana, Barbados, and I think Trinidad, there's supposed to be a ferry that they were discussing earlier this year. Mm. For us here, we obviously have ferries between the closer islands, yeah, in the north. So we actually have a ferry that comes quite frequently from Guadeloupe and brings guests here from Guadeloupe. And I think they also go to St. Lucia and Dominica. And then, you know, we have our inter-island ferry between here and Barbuda. So it's possible, but obviously, you know, it's a big operational cost. So I guess it takes, you know, bigger hands to get that kind of thing driven. But there have been further discussions. So I guess we all just have to kind of wait and see.
Yeah, man. If I win the lotto, if I become a billionaire, that's something I'll invest in. You know?
Yes, that would be great. I hope our governments do the same. Yeah. Look at it and
of course. Tell us about some of the hotels on the island there. Where can people stay? Do you have Airbnb? What are some of the, you know, in terms of people staying there?
Well, it, you know, obviously depends on your price point and your budget. Mm-hmm. You know, Antigua, we have from the luxurious, like you said, to the apartment style and Airbnb. We have a varied product. So right now, like I said, we had the hotels, we had a lot of the resorts showcasing yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, those that are all inclusive. We have a lot of all inclusive properties. And then we also, like, we had the brands, like, you know, we have the Elite Island Resorts, and then we have the Royalton as well, the bigger resorts. But then we had some smaller farm, like family properties. We have like apartment style. We have one called Lamb Lion that's owned by a couple. That's a bit of an Airbnb, and they grow things. They do farm to table. Okay. And you can dine and eat what you grow. Wow. So you have different like experiences like that as well. I think we have the Villas at Sunset Lane as well, who's there with us in Trinidad recently doing promotions, and they have a beautiful property. Mm-hmm. With, you know, that overlooks Dickinson Bay, and again a different price point. So it depends on your price point. I mean, obviously we have, like I said, a varied product, beachfront, and you have, mm-hmm, some that are more interior. So it depends on what you want to do. But you can check out our website, visit AntiguaBarbuda.com for more information on, mm-hmm, on, you know, things to do and where to stay as well.
Nice, man. And I endorse the place, of course, because I've been there. I was there, I believe, in 2017 for the Antigua Carnival. So what are the dates again for the carnival?
Yes, the carnival is running July 25th to, mm-hmm, August 6th. And the theme is I Love It Here, yeah, by Ricardo Drew. Yeah. So we're honoring Ricardo Drew. Mm-hmm. And again, you have lots of activities. You have the semifinals, you have the party monitor. Like I said, you have the T-shirt mask. And you have, obviously, for the kids, the Junior Calypso and the Teenage Pageant. We're also doing Drew's Day. We are doing Drew's Day this year. To commemorate Ricardo Drew. So that is happening on Tuesday, July 30th. Then we'll have the JC's Queen Show, Melting Pot. That's another big show that's you know, the regional artists come in. We have artists from all over the region to come in and do a melting pot of music and culture. So we'll have reggae, calypso, soca. We have bouillon from Dominica. So that's another big night. And then obviously we will go into like the Calypso Monarch for the weekend of Carnival and the Panorama Finals. And then we'll go into Juve and Carnival Monday and Tuesday with the parade of the band. So, yep, lots of big lineup, lots of fun and festivities and music and jamming. So, lots to do, lots to see here in Antigua and Barbuda for Antigua's Carnival.
Sounds good. And finally, what are some, like how are Trinidad and Tobago, we're known for the doubles, the crab and the callaloo, the bacon shark. What are some of the foods one should look out for heading out to Antigua and Barbuda?
You'll have to try the national dish, which is fungi and saltfish. Mm-hmm. I had some yesterday when we did the showcase. We were showcasing, obviously, our seafood. Right now, lobster season is on, so we can't get lobster right now. But you know, Antigua and Barbuda, especially Barbuda, is known for its lobster. So you must check it out when it's in season. And then we also have like dukkana and saltfish again. Antigua's breakfast is, you know, based with the saltfish and the eggs and the chop up. We do like the chop up is like similar to like a callaloo. It's done with spinach and okra and different vegetables. So those are the local dishes that I would tell people to try, you know, that look similar but taste different from what you're accustomed to in the Caribbean. Yeah. There's a different flavor, different, you know, look to it. So yes, must check out the food as well.
And even though it's Antigua and Barbuda, like how we are Trinidad and Tobago, the carnival is mostly concentrated on Antigua. Barbuda doesn't have their own. Don't think Barbuda.
Yes, they do. Barbuda okay. has a carnival. Barbuda has, it's called Caribana.
Okay.
And it happens in May. Mm. It's obviously on a smaller scale, but they do have their own carnival with, you know, music and, you know, going through the streets as well. But like I say, it's on a smaller scale, but they do have a carnival and it's called Caribana. It happens at a different time of year. It happens in May.
All right. Okay. But we're concentrating right now on Antigua, which is once again July 25th
to August 6th. And you've got to be here. You'll love it here. Lots to do and lots to see.
All right. And hopefully we have some, you said there's some travel agents over there. So we will have some, hopefully some packages soon for people to take, take advantage of if they want to come across.
Sure. I'm sure you can reach out. We have the Vacation Connection here. We have Royal Vacation Limited here. Like I said, we have Caribbean Airlines. We have Ace Travel. Mm-hmm. We have quite a few travel agents. We have Leisurely Slacking. We have a few agents. We have the Lazarie and Sampson. You know, they're the tour operators, the HGEMs. Yeah, we have a lot going on. We have a lot of partners involved.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Charmaine Spencer, Director of Caribbean and Latin American Antigua and Barbuda Tourism Authority. Thank you very much, Charmaine, and all the best, and keep pushing.
Okay, yes, thanks so much. It's great. I welcome everybody. Hope to see you in Antigua and Barbuda, and especially for anytime, year-round, you're welcome. And hopefully those who are carnivalistas, they can come for Antigua's carnival. So hope to see you soon, and visit AntiguaBarbuda.com for more information.
All right, thank you there, Charmaine. You see how they do it out there, folks? They sell their carnival. They sell the island. They do tourism, and of course, you know, they sell their country. Love it.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.